5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We were talking in the last segment about things all men do. It was a list of someone's claims. All men do. We did most of them.
Most of them, yeah.
Not all of them. But one of them was from a listener who sent it in, said guys can walk into a room with a lot of men they don't know, and there's someone that will stand out that they think, not going to hit it off with that guy. And that has been true for me, historically. I've been wrong a lot, and so I don't...
But if you're in a room full of people you don't know, I mean, I would think this would kind of go with anybody. You're not necessarily looking for the person who you think you wouldn't like. You're looking for somebody who you think you might be able to have a conversation with.
Just so happen you can really mentally rule someone
but
out.
You can rule people
judging
out.
Judging the book by the cover.
Kind of, yeah, a
but
little bit. You this, go, well, yeah, I don't want to.
This job
that
has taught me. Us and experience, maybe not just this job. That's wrong. The whole thing, don't judge a book by the cover, is absolutely wrong. But I remember, so this happened in college. This is the lesson I learned. And we didn't set out to be buttholes in this, but we were doing a class and they did an icebreaker. And it was a class where there was going to be a lot of teamwork and everything else. So everybody got a paper bag and then they would it had their name on it and they'd hand it around and you would write a note and put it in there about that person, like something that you thought of when you met them. And me and the guy next to me were being smartasses, and for some reason we decided that a guy across from us, he sat in a big giant circle named Scott, seemed like a frat jerk, which is already unfair, and we thought he had an upside-down smile, and so that was what we were focused on. And we didn't listen to the directions. I don't know why we thought this would remotely be okay, and I felt terrible about it then. I don't feel good about it now. But so we wrote jokes. We roasted him when his bag got to us. We're like, his smile is broken. It's upside down. And his hairline is attacking his eyes. And seems like the kind of guy who would laugh when a baby cries. Stuff like that. Jeez. And so then when it got done and the teacher said, all right, one at a time. Now we're going to pull stuff out and read it.
Uh-oh.
To the class. I'm like, pfft. Thought he'd read these at home and get a laugh and think maybe I should be a better person. Not.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have gotten a huge laugh while reading those alone.
No, it's terrible. There is no justification for it. None. So he reads them and he pulls them out and all of them, like the people that were seated by him are like, he's very warm and friendly. And he is the first one to offer to help someone. And we just happen to be seated on the other side of the room. And we're like, his smile's upside down. Your hair is stupid. You seem like you hate babies. And he reads them and he just goes, I don't know why anyone would say that about me.
Oh,
and me and Graham are sitting there going, yeah, what idiots.
Who, what animal and, would say that?
Now, in further hindsight, one of the nicest people I've ever met couldn't have been more wrong. And I thought, I don't think I could live this way.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. Yeah.
So what do we do when we're in the airport?
Make fun of total strangers.
Yeah,
but we're more careful not to let them know.
Yeah. I no longer write notes and put it in
their
bags.
Don't do it to their face. We don't do that to their face.
And most of the time it's warranted. They're doing something where you're like, and it's not even, I hate that person. It's, you're doing something that's forcing me to make fun of you.
That's right, Kelly.
Yes.
You're no better than us.
Yeah. Like
you're
you
no better than us at all.
Not yeah. When you watch videos of newscasters that have one eyebrow, I mean, you're right there with us.
Oh yeah.
This text: does every guy only listen to the opinion of their mothers and rarely their wife? Oh, God, well, that sounds like you're the wife who is writing, and the answer is, at least for me, absolutely not.
No, that's that's what mama's boys do.
I'll listen to any opinion.
Yes.
But my mom has some of the worst I've ever heard.
Yeah. Right? And my wife, and I assume your wife, has the most important opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one that counts the most.
And for me, I don't think anybody has a better opinion than I already have.
Yeah, I'm not going to give anybody...
So I don't really need anyone's opinions.
I'm not
going to
say
things.
Everyone has the best opinion all the time. No.
No.
Some people have really dumb opinions a lot of the time and good opinions other times.
No. I've known people, though, that, I mean, they are like that true mama's boy where everything they do is like, how will my mom feel about it? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, man. Stop it.
This text: all guys, when using ratchet straps, are bound by the laws of nature to, upon the final ratchet, say, that's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What, Kelly, have you thought of any
every time
that you could say for women, all women blank?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I think this is terrible, but I'm going to say it. I think all women, when you're in a room, especially if you know that, like, you've got the cutest outfit on, it's not even a judgy thing. You just know, like, damn, I'm the cutest in the room right now. Like, I got the best outfit on right now. Like, you just kind of do that where you look at everybody, like, everybody's got a cute outfit, but man, I look the best right now.
Do you
now.
Do that every day with Maitland?
No. Maitland regularly outdresses me. Regularly.
Yeah. So do you celebrate the rare victories?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm like, damn, look at me looking cute today.
Like today you got like a denim jumper going on and Maitland fell in a beanbag.
Yeah.
So I think you're winning today.
We both fell
in a beanbag.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
I've never
Maitland's
heard that in
reactions
so
are funny.
Yeah, that
so.
Doesn't
just say anything fast,
resonate.
You know.
Yeah, I think.
But seriously, you won today. That's terrible. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
That was Maitland for go F yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is great.
My butt.
Appropriately so.
It's great, though, when you walk in and all your girlfriends are like, damn, that outfit is cute. You're like, oh, man, I know it.
Hobbings, have you ever been in a room with a bunch of dudes and you're like, yep, I'm the best looking?
I've walked in places where I thought, I think I'm dressed the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think people notice some of that stuff.
Steve, you're a never?
No. No. I blend in, I think.
Usually I would be more apt, though, to go, oh, no, I'm dressed the worst.
That's a bad feeling.
I thought this was more casual.
I would rather be overdressed than underdressed every day of the week.
Yeah, I learned that early on.
Every woman looks in the back of their car when they get in their car. Every woman. Mm-hmm. Every time. Doesn't matter if it's daytime or nighttime. It's just a quick glance. Okay, nobody's back there. A couple other quick glances as you're backing out of your driveway just to make sure nothing's moving around back there.
If you forget and you start going down the road, does it drive you crazy? Do you have to stop?
I don't have to stop, but I'm going to look. I'll probably turn the light on. And
the
look.
First stop sign I get to, I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just you make that sound every time, too?
Yeah.
Mm. I could die. Right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just watched Terrifier the other night. So yesterday morning.
That sounds like fun.
What is that?
About this scary black and white clown, and he showed up in a girl's car, and he just opened the door and went to get in, and she thought it was her friend, and she was like, oh my gosh, girl, look at this picture. Oh, crap. And so, yeah, then the next morning I went to get in my car, and I was like, he's in here. I know it.
Stupid clown.
Do you think it has anything to do with all women's infatuation with true crime stories? You guys really love true crime and murder shows.
Maybe it's chicken or the egg. Maybe women love true crime stories because they've been so often the victim of violent crimes.
I was going to say, it's awful when you can relate to all of them. Like, that could happen to me. Oh, no. Yeah. But yeah, probably. That's probably got something to do with it. But then your whole life, everybody always telling you, don't wear your hair in a ponytail or somebody could snatch you real quick by the ponytail. Like, what? Shut up. Don't tell me that. Now that's all I'm ever going to think about. Ever. And so I don't ever wear ponytails because of that. Not yeah. true.
I look like George Washington in a ponytail, yeah. so I don't do it.
I don't have a forehead for a ponytail. I'm not a ponytail girl. And my hair doesn't do that cute, poofy, thick, voluptuous ponytail. It does the limp. Looks like I don't have enough hair for
like
a ponytail.
Slept in a ponytail look. A woman writes, and I want to see if Maitland and Kelly agree. All women, after putting on a pair of jeans that have just been washed, pull them up and then do a squat to stretch them out.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
How many, do you do a squat to stretch your jeans?
No, I put them on.
Steve?
Nope.
I think that accounts for jeans fitting differently and the expectation, obviously.
Yeah. But yeah, you pull them up and then you just do like a quick push down, kind of like a squat, just to make sure that waistline's good and comfortable for you the rest of the day.
All women let you know that if their dress has pockets, that their dress has pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or, you'll say, I like your dress. And you go, thanks, it has pockets.
Or the moment you compliment somebody, a woman specifically, if there's a hole in it or a stain, she's going to be the first to tell you, like, oh, my God, that sweatshirt's so cute. Oh, thanks. There's actually a hole in it right here.
Yeah, I'm going to show you why.
It's not cute.
Yeah. yeah. That is pretty universal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. All right.
Or they're always going to tell you where they got it from. Like, oh, I love those shoes. Thanks. $10 Target.
Yep.
Like,
somewhat related, I feel like that's kind of a Midwest thing too, where if you compliment somebody on something, they're going to tell you how good of a deal they got on it.
There's almost a shame in being complimented.
Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're rich. New car. Oh, I mean, thanks. It was
It was a great. Yeah, I got a really good deal on it.
Or this, I shouldn't have bought it. Shouldn't have. You know.
Yeah, you should.
Be happy, ladies. I got some great news. I don't know why all the women on your show are worried. Men are statistically the victim of violent crime significantly more often.
Yeah, take that, ladies.
Yeah. Go ride your fingers.
Yeah.
It really works.
Is that the same guy from last week?
Good one, probably.
Let's see.
More than likely.
What are some other things he's...
I'm sure a lot of genius things.
Let's see. A text out of context. Not sure I've ever been so thrilled to hear someone has a terminal illness. My wife hates my face.
Okay.
Hot Wings is intending to destigmatize nose picking. He's a hero. So, yeah, mixed bag.
Yeah, that one's all right.
Picking your nose is great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You should smell it afterwards.
He's on board with that.
That's weird.
See what your insides smell like.